A large part of New York State is still in a severe to extreme drought. The USDA will now cover the cost of new pipelines and wells for farmers in Jefferson and Lewis counties to reach more water. But farms in other parts of the state, like the Finger Lakes, are getting more attention. Agricultural leaders in Jefferson County say they're worried their farms are missing out on more drought assistance from the federal government. WRVO's Julia Botero reports.
According to the National Drought Mitigation Center, Jefferson, St. Lawrence, and Lewis counties are experiencing a severe drought. Jay Madison with Jefferson County Local Development says some farms in the area are worse off.
The damage has already been done to their crops. I have farms that have reported losing 30 to 60% of their crops this year.
Madison claims the center's data is flawed. A weather station used by the center at the Watertown Airport records rainfall for all of Jefferson County. 12 inches of rain fell there in the spring and summer months.
Whereas up in Cape Vincent, 20 miles away, we have weather stations that have indicated they've received less than 4 inches of rain during that same time period. Huge difference.
Madison says farms in Jefferson County are missing out on assistance programs available in designated disaster areas. The National Drought Mitigation Center labels stages of drought from abnormally dry to extreme on a scale of D1 to D4. It takes a total of 8 weeks for areas in severe or extreme drought stage to get disaster assistance. Madison says he's not sure the county will qualify. Right now, only the southern end is in a D2 zone.
I'm very worried that my farms here in Jefferson County aren't going to receive the assistance that they need, even though they've had significant crop loss.
Madison says he's urging Representative Elise Stefanik to request the USDA take a closer look at the impact of the drought on Jefferson County. For WRVO News, I'm Julia Botero in Watertown.